I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Several Christians in eastern Pakistan remain under police protection today following a weekend mob attack. FMI's Nehemiah says,
this Christian man, Nazir, had a very small shoe factory, and there were Muslims in the same area who didn't like it. So they just accused this person, and they become a mob, and they wanted to kill him. They tried to stone him to death.
In Muslim-majority Pakistan, mobs often use the country's blasphemy laws as an excuse to attack Christian communities. Last August, radical Muslims burned more than 200 homes and 24 churches down after accusing believers of desecrating the Quran. Ask the Lord to give FMI church planters safety and wisdom as they share the hope of Christ throughout Pakistan.
You don't know where you will be attacked or being accused of blasphemy, or a mob will come and try to kill you.
Finally, Missions in Haiti Incorporated is reeling after a young missionary couple and the country's director were killed in a gang ambush in Port-au-Prince late last week. Kate Michelle serves with Radio 4VEH, TWR's partner in Haiti. She shared these thoughts.
We pray for God's comfort for their families and communities, and for local and foreign ministry workers who are still working in and around Port-au-Prince. We ask for prayer for God's protection and provision and perseverance for them. We know God is at work in Haiti, and we long to see a peace restored and for people to be able to live a life in all its fullest as they find hope in the gospel that Jesus offers.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.